You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. Congressman Peter Welch's opposition to a federal ethanol mandate for gasoline has come under fire from a pro-ethanol lobbying group. The industry has been airing a TV ad that says Welch's position makes him an opponent of renewable fuels. But the Democrat maintains the ethanol mandate has been bad for New England's farmers and for consumers. BPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
The ad opens with photos of Senator Bernie Sanders and former Governor Howard Dean in the foreground and a tractor working a field in the background. It then asks this question.
So why is Congressman Peter Welch circulating a plan written by oil industry lobbyists that protects their profits at the expense of clean, renewable fuels? 96 members of Congress who deny that climate change is real have signed on to the Welch plan. Remind Peter Welch to stand up for Vermont values, not oil companies and climate deniers.
At issue is a 10-year-old federal mandate that all gasoline contain a 10% blend of corn ethanol as a way to reduce the country's reliance on foreign oil. Welch is backing a plan to reduce and ultimately repeal this mandate. He says he became involved in this issue when constituents came to him and complained that the ethanol-blended gas was ruining many products with small engines, including chainsaws, ATVs, lawnmowers, and snowmobiles. Welch says he's been working to repeal the 10% ethanol mandate because it's also had a negative impact on farmers and consumers.
Bottom line, ethanol has really been a well-intended flop. It's driven up feed prices for our farmers, food costs for consumers. It's done a lot of environmental damage in the Corn Belt where there's been excessive overplanting. And it's very energy intensive.
Welch says it's clear that the ethanol lobby doesn't want to lose its federal subsidies, and he's a little surprised by the effort that's being waged against him. Meanwhile, the Center for Regulatory Solutions, based in Washington, D.C., has just issued a report that concludes that the ethanol mandate has cost the economies of the New England states over $6 billion in the past decade. Matt Dempsey is a spokesperson for the group.
Millions of dollars are being lost from the New England region to the corn states as part of a wealth transfer. Essentially, the corn ethanol mandate passed in Washington 10 years ago has proved to be a disaster, and it's something that Congress should take a look at.
The Federal Environmental Protection Agency is expected to address the issue of ethanol subsidies by the end of the month. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.